medical to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Again, first announcement is the Thanksgiving sale's on to next week, right through to midnight on the 3rd, I believe. Pretty amazing stuff. And the code is THANKS. You get to save 7% on all our nutriments, all our technology, etc. And even on consults, you get to save that money. I tell people that you need to know that our first hour we do on CRN Talk 6, hour 1 to 3, we're going to rebroadcast hour 1 also on CRN 1, so you'll be able to find it over there. Best place to find the show is to go to NutraMedical, get the links to Deagle Network. We have podcasts on almost every platform you can imagine, and also all the shows are converted to YouTube. So lots of ways to listen to the show free, and we have it so it can be searched by topic. You can actually go to our Deagle Network and search by topic to find a specific subtopic or even pull a clip out. You can grab the clip yourself and send it to yourself. If you have something important you want to send to your friends, you can grab it out and cut it out there. It's really simple. We're also expanding our subscription channel. Now, it's not required you have the subscription channel. That's the special videos. It's going to be like 1 or 2% of all the videos I do are just going to be on my Vimeo special channel. They're not going to be over on the main channel, but 98% of the videos are over there on Vimeo and YouTube. So if you want to subscribe, you're going to see videos that are not present elsewhere. These are going to cover above top secret clinic issues. They're going to cover health issues. They're going to cover spiritual issues and classified material as well. We're going to have all kinds of cool stuff that's over there on our subscription channel. Gary, you're usually on Thursdays, and we have you on today. You have an article. I looked to see if I could see it yet. Somehow your email's not working properly.
See if the title says the real.
No, I don't even have your email. Nothing's come over to me. I mean, whether your email's not working, it's not arrived at all. In fact, let me.
Okay, I just double checked it and I sent it. Let me send it again here. And without that, no, I've been really interrupted a lot. I'm looking at it here. I'm hitting forward. Because I sent a copy to myself, and it shows that it came to me. Here, we'll just do it again.
Uh-huh.
And,
my email's acting funny. But maybe not you, it may be me. My email is acting funny right now.
I had to call somebody. My whole screen had gone black, and I had to call somebody today to clean it up. So anyway, I'm sending this again right now, so it should be in the sky. But what's interesting about
by what I refreshed it, it's still not there. So why don't you tell me the article title, and we're going to get it as you try to reset it to me, and we'll get into details. Okay, what's the topic?
I just sent it. It says, "Will the real Alan Keyes please stand up?" And this actually existed through all the purgings. By YouTube and email and Facebook, and it's a portion of a elongated article that I put together called The KKK and the GOP, with the KKK standing for Crystal, Kissinger, and Kirkpatrick.
Right.
And on that, Alan Keyes was a recent featured speaker at the G. Edward Griffin Red Pill expose this month. And as you know, we've brought him up from time to time, where he's been recommending people get their information from Hillsdale College and the Heritage Foundation and some of the others, without letting them know the background. And of course, all of these groups, all the three that we mentioned, Hillsdale and Alan Keyes and Hillsdale College, doesn't tell their students or their followers anything about the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, or secret societies. And I noticed I had some comments. This is probably a 20-year-old article now. And I've got some comments. I said in a subnote, I said, let Alan Keyes go after the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bilderbergers, of which his former roommate in 1988, his campaign manager, William Crystal, is one, part of an inner core of the Brotherhood of Death. Is he for informing people, meaning Alan Keyes, or is he a put-up to fool Christian community like the procession of counterfeit conservatives before him. So, you know, that was clear. Later, Howard Phillips of Conservative Caucus referred to him as a neocon when they were dividing the presidential election, after Bush got nominated for re-election. And I think that was Charles or Chuck Baldwin, who's pretty hardcore right. It turns out that Alan Keyes, looking in the Wikipedia, which is no right-wing organization or anything like that, shows that he was the protege of Gene Kirkpatrick. Gene Kirkpatrick was married to a member of the OSS, which was the forerunner of the CIA. And Gene Kirkpatrick was a part of the Young Socialists of America. She was part of the International League, Intercollegiate Socialist Society. And then she was a member of the League for Industrial Democracy. Then she was a member of Americans for Democratic Action. She supported Herbert Humphrey, who was a Fabian socialist, and talked before the Fabian socialist in England. There's even actually a picture of him standing there. I haven't been able to try to look that up. But if we go back to Ronald Reagan, who was supporting right. Mao and so forth, Ronald Reagan also campaigned for Hubert Humphrey. And right. there are YouTube videos people can still go to, and he'll give you chills and say his same wonderful speeches in favor of Hubert Humphrey, right. who was a globalist, and in 1948 voted a world government resolution along with Richard Nixon, who was recruited right. by Prescott Bush.
Let me insert a comment here. We talked about this last hour, and you're highlighting expanding it, that basically you've got corporatism and global control by the intel agencies, and we call a form of corporate feudalism on the right. And we've got social communism and totalitarian control on the left. But they don't care what combination you eventually get, as long as they have everybody eventually in a cyber cage where the globalists control us and we're basically cybernetic serfs in a digital financial and monitoring cage. And the problem is, people like Ronald Reagan is not, you know, a good guy. He's a bad guy that supports their version of globalism, just like John Lightning Bolt. He's a member of people like PNAC, Project for the New American Century. These are the CFR members, like even Bibi Netanyahu of Israel. These people support globalism, but it's a different version of globalism than AOC and the Democrats want to support, but it's still globalism and totalitarian control, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And Alan Keyes actually was a roommate of William Crystal. William Crystal is the son of Irving Kristol, the godfather of the neocons. The godfather of the neocons founded the magazine called Encounter in England. He was set up by the CIA to support the Labour Party. The Labour Party in England at that time was a socialist, the Fabian Socialist Party, and the person they were pushing was Hugh Gaitskill, who was a member of the Bilderberger Society, which William Crystal is today, who's very anti-Trump and had a big Never Trump magazine, published and, has been trotted all over the place. He put that magazine together in England with Daniel Bell, and later in the United States, they founded a magazine, a quarterly, called The Public Interest, and it was a publication of the Freedom House, and that's got a whole story in itself. But even Daniel Bell, he was part of the Young Socialist League and the League for Industrial Democracy, Intercollegiate Socialist Society, the Congress for Cultural Freedom, and he was partner for the Institute for American Democracy, which is an offshoot of the Anti-Defamation League. Daniel Bell is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And 10 years he worked for Brotherhood of Death, Henry Luce, who ran Fortune, Time Magazine, and I think Sports Illustrated. And Irving Kristol, the founder of the neocons, was made a Henry R. Luce professor at the University of New York, New York University. Freedom House itself was run by George Field, and it was financed by the Garland Fund, which funded many communist projects going on throughout the United States. The Freedom House had a bookshelf
program. Right, so
they'll
use communism when it's possible. They'll even use Islam. For example, and I got to insert this comment here, we founded and created ISIS. We founded and created Al-Qaeda. They're not a peripheral thing that was spontaneously developed in Islam. In fact, the idea of Wahhabism was invented by the crypto-Jews that became the leaders of the Islamic peoples through Saudi Arabia, but they're actually originally Jews that converted in 1830 and went from Basra, Iraq, to Saudi Arabia, and the British made alliances with them. Talk about, you know, remember that the Lawrence of Arabia? The British decided in the 1920s to take Wahhabism, which had been invented almost 70, 80 years earlier, and advance it to a Masonic doctrine and then re-export it back to Saudi Arabia and have the Saudis, who are the crypto-Jews running all the royal kingdoms there, and there's about 18 of them in Saudi Arabia, and then becoming the British proxy for spreading Wahhabism around the world to the tune of billions of dollars. The petrodollar, the British pound sterling, everything is supported by their connections and control through banks and through things like the petrodollar and their proxies. So they'll use Islam, they'll use communism, they'll use corporatism like the big super corporations that don't pay taxes, like Jeff Bezos and Amazon. Amazon is now linked directly to the NSA. They even share space with the National Security Agency and are doing data management for the government. All the biometric data the U.S. government has now, just a month ago, were switched to under the control of the digital control freaks at Amazon. People don't know that, do they? All the biometric data has been handed over to Amazon.
Yeah, well, Alan Keyes, you know, roommate, his Irving, Bill Kristol, a friend of Daniel Bell, ran this outfit called Freedom House, funded by the Garland Fund, which, according to many government reports, funded many communist organizations, and they had a bookshelf program. The person in charge was Rex Stout, who, a name for people, you know, from the 50s and 60s would remember his name, but he published The New Masses, which was a communist weekly. And it was Nelson Rockefeller gave directly $100,000. You know, this we're talking 50 years ago, which is like a couple of million today, through his Commission on Critical Choices. So anyway, Irving's son, William Kristol, you know, he made it big time with his founding of the Weekly Standard, which was financially backed, everybody listen to this, by Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, my.
So Kristol is assuming the next generation of socialists on behalf of the New World Order, filling the arena of the Hegelian right. So the Kristols have plotted for two generations for the disarming word neoconservative. So William Kristol ran the campaign for Alan Keyes for United States Senate in 1988 in Maryland.
Right.
And the Keyes was part of Red Ronnie. You know, again, we're talking about the same people that supported Herbert Humphrey. We're talking Gene Kirkpatrick, Ronald Reagan, all that. So Ronald Reagan, when he formed his Security Council, included George Pratt Schultz, the very House the Council on Foreign Relations is in, was given to them by the Pratt family, part of Rockefeller Oil. Henry Kissinger, I don't need to say anything about that. William Casey, who was a partner with Armin Hammer, the son of the Communist Party. Casper Weinberger, whose assistant was Richard Armitage, who was the biggest buyer of drugs in the Golden Triangle, according to Kun Sa, who ran the drugs, and that's recorded live. It may still be on YouTube by Lieutenant Colonel Bo Greitz. And then General David Jones, with David Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR and Trilateral, being an unofficial advisor in Reagan's national security program.
Right.
But
keep that thought. We'll be right back. If you want to connect the dots here, you're the dot connector. If you don't understand that we're being shepherded into either an abattoir geopolitically that's leftist or rightist, but either way, It's totalitarian mind control and financial and digital control.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. Periodically, I'm just going to insert some comments here because we do get a lot of hits. I mean, people want to listen to your shows. But they need to understand that right now, a lot of the people surrounding Trump, for example, are globalists on the right. And it's, in some ways, as sneakier and more toxic because they often say that they're for religious freedom, they're for increasing the stock market, which is, by the way, invested in every country, including communist China. Therefore, corporate advances, although you don't see the corporations paying their fair share of the taxes, is still being borne by primarily the middle class. And we're going into debt up to our eyeballs, and what's going on when they eventually reach the, I call the shatter point, where the financial markets of the world start to collapse, they want to have a digital control system that even controls us more. So the dollar right now is worth roughly 2 cents of what it was a century ago. We have a form of corporatist feudalism, and we have the rise on the left of extreme communist socialist feudalism and corporate feudalism that's on the right. Now, don't assume that everything that Trump is doing, even if he's made the economy better, with the corporatists around him, are going to fix the underlying problems. Some of the problems are fixed, but a lot of them aren't. For example, if he'd had the second half of his first term in office, he probably would have brought the tax reductions to the at least the middle class, because the middle class in America, if you actually look at the value of their money they have and their spending power, it hasn't increased in 40 years. And in fact, in some states like California, it's getting harder and harder just to make ends meet, to buy food, pay your taxes, and buy living expenses. What I see happening is people are being fooled to think that because they talk the good talk, like we're going to make sure there's religious freedom on the right, people are fooled to think that the PNAC type of people and the globalist people are good guys. And some of the things they do is relatively good, on at least you would call the dressing of the problem. But the underlying processes were a form of corporate and transnational intel agency feudalism. On the left, it's basically just straightforward, in-your-face communist feudalism. Don't call it socialism, because all socialist countries eventually mutate to become communist, don't they? Just like Canada. Canada is becoming fully, with its red flag, fully communist, isn't it? If you make statements against Muslims or against people of alternative sexual background, you go to jail in Canada, right?
Well, yeah, the powers that be want to keep people herded and in pens, and, you know, they want to separate the sheep, the sheep from the cattle or whatever. So it's just easier for them to control them. You know, they think more about the color of their fur, or, you know, what type of a person they are, and they segregate and behave as animals. Turns out that Jean Kirkpatrick, who Alan Keyes is, you know, he was her protege. Jean Kirkpatrick, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, her husband's name was Evron, E-V-R-O-N. Right. He was with the OSS and the State Department, and director of the Office of Intelligence Research.
Right.
And he ended up forming a group called the American Political Science Association, of which Herbert Humphrey was a direct product of their fashioning candidates, so that he could be handled. And anyway, Herbert Humphrey was the one that, you know, Reagan and a lot of these other people on so-called our side, Jean Kirkpatrick, who is, I guess, Alan Keyes. In fact, Jean Kirkpatrick, even up until 2004, when Alan Keyes was running for him, endorsed him. And, of course, Jean Kirkpatrick, I believe she's dead now, but... I mean, that's how long these ties and loyalty go. It's not loyalty, you know, He never went after the Trilateral Commission.
Right.
He did make some bad noises about the CFR.
Yeah, they're not going to go after global organizations. For example, people need to understand the CFR and the Bilderbergers are the primary ones that manage Europe. Europe was actually created by America and the globalists. It wasn't a spontaneous self-erected after World War II. It was something that was imposed upon them. It was not only the reparations plans for Germany and the Eastern Bloc nations, but also imposed externally to create the superstate Europe. People need to know that, right?
Right. Well, the other thing is Keyes was the president of Citizens Against Waste, and that was founded by Council on Foreign Relations member J. Peter Grace. J. Peter Grace named his son William Russell, who was the co-founder of Skull and Bones. J. Peter Grace's father was the signer of the incorporation papers for the Council on Foreign Relations back in 1921. He also signing on that document was Paul Warburg, the Rothschild agent who founded the Federal Reserve. So you'd think Ed Griffin would figure some of this stuff out, but he's doing the exact opposite. He's recommending his advisors read information and that Hillsdale College could be trusted, yet Alan Keyes is one of the people that write for Imprimis, which is their monthly magazine, which has one Trotskyite or traitor-like or CFR member like Alan Keyes, although Alan Keyes has kept his cover pretty good. But this is an article we're reading from that is at least 25 years old.
Let's take the veil off of Donald Trump. I'm soon going to be able to get in contact with him through Dr. Bart Goldman, who's a co-founder with Dr. Ron Klatz, who's come over to visit in a week, and knows Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, and POTUS himself. We also have Sebastian Gorka, who's on our network, who has shows on Fox News and knows Trump directly, and we're working through contact through him to see. I haven't heard back from him yet, but I have heard from Dr. Bart 2 days ago that he actually is in touch with Ivanka and with Trump, so that we hope to get contact. Now, I believe right now there's a number of globalists around Trump, whether he's aware or not aware. And so despite the fact that a lot of people are enthralled with him, because he's a very good game show host, very good media person, and he's doing a lot of good things to the general economy and to improvements of the unemployment rate for Black and Hispanics, and he respects life, which he's pro-life, obviously. He respects religious freedom. But on the other side, I don't see the corporations being shackled. I don't see Bezos getting, being shackled, or the transnational corporations that manage the world economy through stock markets, etc. I don't see the media, for example, being shut down when they even try to do the coup. He should have shut them down. He should have declared a state of national emergency and shut these guys down so that they're no longer able to broadcast because they take away their network license, or no longer able to broadcast papers like Bezos, Washington Post. So what I see happening is, on the one hand, we have the leftists, the right-in-your-face communists like AOC, Bernie Sanders-Claus, who's a communist, and Elizabeth Warren. But on the other side, I think it's just as toxic but sneakier on the right, don't you think? And a lot of people around Trump are pushing things which we have to get Trump aware of, because I think if he's aware of it, he should realize that what's going on the right may be in some ways sneakier and harder to identify until you're really down the jaws of the mess than on the left, which is right in your face, right?
Right. Yeah, no, there's some really identifiable people that, should have been gone a long time ago, but I'm sure it's hard for him to ferret out who he can trust. And I think even within the conspiracy and the conspiratorial families, there's people that would love to bolt and get out of it.
Right.
We have Charlotte Ezerbet, certainly, who's, one of them. But in addition...
By the way, Charlotte Ezerbet wants to come on the show. I heard contacts for her. She's been on Rents, but hasn't been on very much lately. I think after she gave a positive response to John W. Spring and his whistleblowing, along with mine, of the nukes in La Archila Island and Nicaragua, and Rents has his own handler. People have been complaining, because I've inserted my comments on Deborah DeVar's show, they said, well, she should go back to Rents. No, Rents doesn't want her. He actually did everything to persecute her like he persecuted me, because he has his own handlers. So does the Genesis Network and Republic Radio. People need to understand there's only a few people I actually respect from these other networks. John Moore from Republic Radio, and Pastor Butch Paugh from Genesis. That's it. And people need to realize most of the other people are either disinfo ops or they're deeply embedded with the CIA, or they basically are incompetent and they're presenting information that's their own blather. And you got to understand this, people. A lot of the people who are even in the alternative media have no business doing that because they're actually planted there to try to control the narrative. Right?
Right. Well, in addition to Alan Keyes being president of the Citizens Against Waste by J. Peter Grace, J. Peter Grace was not only a CFR member, but in Dr. Anthony Sutton's book, America's Secret Establishment, it shows that several other senior societies were involved in the conspiracy. And he mentions Skrull and Key and Wolfshead, and J. Peter Grace is a member of Skrull and Key.
Right,
so
exactly.
Keyes has to be one of the dumbest people around in the world. And then it pulls you down into member of the Fabian Socialist Society, Stuart Chase, The Proper Study of Mankind, in which he says, best of all, the new regime would have the clearest idea of what an economic system was for. 16 methods of becoming wealthy would be prescribed, meaning punished, by firing squad if necessary.
Really?
So anyway,
let me stop you for just a second.
You talk about free enterprise and all these guys sitting around G. Edward Griffin, and you look at the background of the culprits that they're putting in front of their faces.
Well, let me insert a comment here, okay? We talked about this last hour that we don't have capitalism. People say we have a capitalist society. No, we don't. We haven't had one for a couple hundred years under Hamiltonian capitalism. What we have is corporatism linked with the intel agencies and the media. Now, the media are totally in the back pocket of the social communists. But what we're seeing right now is corporatism and global control by the intel matrix called from the Thule Society, which is Nazi Germany. They didn't lose the war. They won the war. The Nazi German Thule Society won the war, although they lost a lot of their own citizenry. They actually not only took over the space program, they also took over the intel agencies and Project Omega. Now, I got to insert this. I had a lot of negative comments about me inserting information to some of my guests, and I interrupt people. That's true. But I try to make it flow smoother now. But Deborah's coming back with an understanding that I'm going to be able to insert comments and statements. Now, some people just want me to let my guests talk like it's some kind of form of entertainment. My show is not primarily entertainment. It's informational. In fact, I've changed the term from educational to shockucation. You're going to be shocked back into the truth to realize we're in an end-time situation where the left and the right are actually conspiring to control the human race and our destiny. And what you're showing is connection that you can't just look over there and say, oh, it's AOC and the squad and the Democrats. It's the people behind and even around Trump right now. Look at some of them stabbing him in the back. I mean, even some of his own people like Tillerson and Kelly, that even the Nikki Haley, his appointee at the United Nations, who's also a little aggressive, but she points out they tried to get these Tillerson and Kelly tried to get them to kind of collaborate to do things in the backstab Trump. You got to understand that there's a number of these global agencies and corporations and so on that have their version, and they think it's kind of a farce that we have a politically elected leaders in any country, whether it's Ecuador or United States or Canada. They think it's a farce that the intel agencies are actually running everything and the transnational mega corporations and billionaires. That's when we see Mr. Bloomberg coming on, when we see other people, like, for example, Trump's not acting like a billionaire. Like his son says, he's a blue-collar billionaire. He donated a third quarter of his salary to fight opium. But the thing is, he doesn't face the four factors causing the opium addiction. Number one, doctors don't know what pain is or how to treat it. I could teach them how to do that because I did research and I have all breakthrough technology. Number two, we have illegal opioids coming in the country. It's not legal, including carfentanil from China. We haven't stopped the Chinese from doing it. Number three, the drug cartels are run specifically by the Special Activity Division of the CIA. And number four, there's black op money involved there to the tune of trillions of dollars so that they're not being super summarized or monitored by the Congress, the Senate, or the President. So you've got to understand the shadow government thinks that they are the government, and they think it's a farce that we actually have elected officials like a president or a leader of Canada or Britain or anywhere else.
No, those people are designed to be the ombudsman, the PR people that create the facade between the real rulers. It's let's pretend, and
right.
they're supposed to massage and let off steam and let off the static.
Right, even Donald Trump has, in a sense, if we can get through to him so we can understand a little bit deeper what's really going on, get him talking to you or people like John W. Spring and whistleblowing, the man will become the greatest president we ever had, but he's not in a full state of reality yet. He's been manipulated by the globalists on the right, including pushing 5G network, isn't he?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. No, the title will be Real Alan Keyes, Please Stand Up.
No, I'm talking about the appointment says. Okay, we're coming back. The title of the email you sent me is interesting. It shows, will the real Alan Keyes please stand up? But then below it has a line of text that says, a speaker this month at G. Edward Griffin's Red Pill Exposé. And it's got red letters. To be honest with you, what G. Edward Griffin's doing is the red pill. This is to swallow it. And that includes, by the way, a lot of people that support Trump, because Trump right now is a red pill salesman. Now, I want to support Trump, but I want him to fix health care so we don't get social communism top-down, force vaccines or end-of-life care, and we do get functional medicine care, and we don't bankrupt the country doing it like, you know, liar Watha wants to put in, you know, or Bernie Sanders Claus or communist. We also want to fix the system so that a guy in his garage that invents something can get the Hamiltonian financing so he can expand and start making a part or a machine or something and get patents. We don't have a capitalist system right now. We have a corporatist system, and we're basically serfs, whether you call them the right-sided serfs under corporate plans, which, by the way, Trump has not yet fixed. He's fixed the economy so the stock market's better. He's making better trade deals with international countries. But it's only that's the first stage of this whole process. We don't have a restructured economy where the actual value of the economy to the middle and lower class has increased more than about $5,000. But remember, the actual spending power of the population has not gone up that much. The reason is that even though the unemployment rates are lower, people aren't functionally all that better off, especially in states like California. The only way to get better off is to have people not being taxed to death. Like, if you actually look at the number of months and weeks that we get taxed by federal, state, and local authorities, or debts passed on by major transnational corporations like, say, Amazon, directly to the middle class, we're having less and less power, less and less financial control, and our dollar's worth less and less, right?
Right. Well, one of the articles or one of the pages you'll get when this gets up, hopefully late today, on this KKK,
GOP. Well, I already have it. I opened up the article, and it says here, Will.
And were you able to find the one on William Bennett's life as a change agent? He was praised by Michael Reagan's talk show. He was referring to Caspar Weinberger as a conservative when he came from San Francisco and endorsed by the People's World and had second in command in the Armitage, which we talked about earlier. But William Bennett was appointed by Red Ronnie as head of the Education Department. Right. And according to the New Republic, he was active with William Sloan Coffin, a member of Skull and Bones. The New Republic said he almost joined the Students for a Democratic Society, which is actually a branch of Gene Kirkpatrick's League for Industrial Democracy. According to Esquire, 1990, William Bennett sought advice about graduate school from William Sloan Coffin. He's Skull and Bones. William Sloan Coffin, 3 years with the CIA before setting up the National Conference for New Politics.
Right.
And that's one of the takeovers of California. And he signed the National Conference for New Politics. The Skull and Bones guy, which was run from Santa Barbara, the Center for the Study of Democratic Institutions, funded by the Ford Foundation, run by Skull and Bones, McGeorge Bundy. So they've got dozens of substitute constitutions and amendments to replace as soon as Mark Levin gets his constitutional convention going, which I think he only needs two more states. But you look at the people like William Bundy, McGeorge Bundy's brother, was a partner in Covington and Burling, a Skull and Bones firm, and his brother headed the Ford Foundation. William Bundy was part of the CIA. In fact, it was the partner in Covington and Burling, Michael Bowden, whose sister, Kanthony Bowden, was on the FBI's most wanted list as a founder of the SDS and part of the Weatherman faction that was caught, you know, manufacturing bombs.
Right.
So, I mean, it goes from the very rich, you know, they're just playing the people all the time, getting them in arguments, so-called left and right, when we're being herded and
well, you're exactly. In other words, the herding process. See, people only want to say, "Look, hey, we're having a collapse of the Democrats and their ability to remove Trump." I want Trump reelected. He's doing a lot of good things, but there's other things that he's doing that are quite toxic. For example, if you don't fix health care, you're still going to have elders go bankrupt. 83% of the bankruptcies are people who already have insurance. You're not going to have young people actually start families and actually build families because society is building families. So if young people can't get rid of their debt, because you can't even get rid of it now with the way they structured it, with student debt, even if you go bankrupt. So you have to be able to have some debt forgiveness situation. You have to have a will that young people can start a life, even if they don't succeed at going through college and then getting into a job. But they should start apprenticeship as they're going into technical school or going to college. So the apprenticeship starts the first year you're in college. So you've got some people directing your course layout. So that by the time you leave college, you're able to transition directly into a corporation and then develop into a specific job line of training. What we have right now is kind of insane, to be honest with you. And the big universities are getting bigger and bigger endowments, but the young people are further and further in debt. And this is the reason why young people want, or millennials want, socialism or communism. It's because they're desperately sick of the current system, which is corporate feudalism. And under Trump, he has not fixed that yet. That's not fixed yet. And if he ignores it, even if he still gets reelected, after Trump goes in 2024, the social communists will take over, saying, look, we had enough of Trump. We're going to go into social communism. Then they'll whipsaw back to something very nasty. And the thing is, that's the problem, is we are keeping being whipped back and forth, but ultimately the globalists of either, if you will call ilk, get control, don't they?
Yeah. Well, this William Bennett that Reagan appointed, too, he was pushing outcome-based education in Goals 2000. His articles appeared in Commentary, which was owned by the American Jewish Committee, and In the Public Interest, which was published by Freedom House, and that was George Field. George Field was the chairman of the Rand School of Social Science, owned by the American Socialist Party and funded by the Communist Garland Fund. So, these guys, I don't know what the hell's happened that all the advisors and G. Edward Griffin can't put this stuff together.
Gary, I want to put together a prescription for Thanksgiving, okay? Number one, Trump needs to fire anybody that's tied to a globalist agency, like the PNAC, Council on Foreign Relations, etc. If they belong to them or have belonged to them, they need to be gone. Number two, he needs to move to a situation where we can start taxing transnational international corporations so they carry their fair share. Number three, he needs to move toward debt forgiveness situations, not only for corporate but individuals like students. And we need to have a situation where healthcare is part of care. You can't have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm not talking about a social communist system where the state and the government can dictate that you have to have end-of-life care and they're going to terminate you, or they force-vaccinate you, or they set up standard-of-care protocols where your doctor can't use innovative, artistic, development of new technology and so on to make you live longer and be healthier or with less drugs. There's a tie between the big corporate drug companies, the big corporate lobbies in Washington, D.C., the corporate vaccine companies. All of these politicians are on the take. Even when they manufacture equipment, for example, our military, when the military acquires equipment, they should design what they want in the battlefield rather than having politicians say, build one part in my city or town so I get kickbacks for me so that I get reelected. That lobbying is killing the readiness if you really needed to have a military, and number two, it doesn't provide good equipment. So you can't put young men out in the battlefield with level one body armor when they need level three and a machine that's IED-proof so it wouldn't blow your legs off if there's a bomb under your truck or your APC. We need a healthcare system that actually integrates so the people, instead of being on 10 drugs or maybe on 2 drugs, and the rest of nutraceutical and technology. We want people to live longer so they go back into productive work even if they're 70 or 80. We have a situation where everybody's a walking two-legged debt. And even if you're visiting this country, if they get sick while they're here, we pay for it. All of us pay for it. We can't have debt going up and up and up and up for our country. For example, even under Trump, the debt's even accelerating faster than it did under Obama. And the debt started because they wanted that debt. They want to blow up the economy. It's like a demolition of the World Trade Center because they wanted the next stage to be the Matrix. So I'd like you to respond and tell us what you put in that prescription for Trump.
No, he needs a clean house. I think the other side is probably getting more desperate because he has been very good at the political and conspiratorial jujitsu that's been going on. It's the hidden people. It's all these fellows from these various foundations, these Rhodes Scholars and German Marshall Funds and all these other nonprofit.
If you properly, firstly, if you got information from people like you and me that know the connection of the dots, if you got people like whistleblowers like John W. Spring about the danger of Russian nukes. Now, Russia wants to get back in the G8. They're not going to re-exert the Soviet Union. This is one of the comments that Putin made. Now, we have to understand there's multiple vectors going on here. Putin made the statement that the fall of the Soviet Union was the greatest catastrophe of the 20th century. No, it wasn't. Communist socialism is just as horrible as corporatism and global control by intel agencies and the corporate bank structure. They're both bad, aren't they?
Now, you look back, and it's hard for people to believe, and you hear even, the Tuckers and the whoever's, referring to how great Ronald Reagan. Well, Ronald Reagan was supported with a $1,000 plate dinner by Arm & Hammer, son of the founder of the Communist Party. And this guy, Bill Bennett, that was running the education department, Outcome Education, which is basically charter schools today, which everybody's pushing. There's a real hook to that, and I hope you have programs on it. But in one of his vital speeches published in 1994, he mentions Ed Fulner. That's the Heritage Foundation, Mount Pelennan Society treasurer. He mentions Midge Dechter. She's the wife of Podhertz Jewish commentary, CFR member.
Rather than just firing off a bunch of details, I want to actually get in the last few minutes here to a prescription for Trump.
Yeah, go ahead.
Trump has to clear house. And it's not just the leftists, which he's doing. It's also the rightists. He has to actually move to a situation where we can have the young people in the debt forgiveness. We need to have the idea that just to say you're going to have health care for all Americans doesn't mean you're making it socialist. For example, my plan, as I mentioned in the last hour, which I'm not going to repeat, basically means everybody's guaranteed health care and preventive care. And it needs to be a situation where it's not social top-down control, so we don't want to have it gone to the damn state-running politicians. We want it to go to the county where we just pay doctors and nurses an hourly wage and allow alternative pathways to run a provider, but we monitor their knowledge base. We need to have a system where we actually realize that health care is a right just like any other right, the right to, being able to get a decent job. We also need to realize that we need to invent what the new jobs are. 90% of the new jobs 10 years from now haven't even been invented yet. We need to realize that there's going to become a different world. Online universities and education shouldn't cost an arm and a leg. It should be something that's relatively inexpensive, relatively universal, and monitoring people's knowledge base. And eventually, years from now, just like I called, Blade Runner, we're going to be able to download information directly into our cortex. What are you going to do about that? See what happened is we're trying to disinvent the future because they want totalitarian control, whether it's Bloomberg, on the one hand, it's a control freak that tells you how big a soda you can have, or the communists like AOC that want to say, don't say the word free stuff. It's just government goods. No, it's not government goods. It's the government evils. Because if the government creates something that's a right that they can't afford, they're going to enslave the classes that are left, because once they run out of other people's money, you're a serf in the system, whether it's a socialist system or a corporatist system, you're still a serf, right?
Right.
And I don't think right now that Trump has addressed that yet. He's getting there. The second half of his first term, he was truncated by Russiagate, so he couldn't put the tax rake for the middle class, which he wants to do. But I think if Trump gets back, he needs our advice so we can actually release health care for all, debt forgiveness for all, for those university students so they can go on with their life.
Yeah, if you're listening, check out some of our earlier programs on Ripon and Main Street Republicans. It'll help them in a big way. We're running into primaries. Thank you, Doc.
Yeah, amazing show. Again, we have lots to be thankful for. We have thankful for the idea of getting the truth out to the public. And we're going to soon get through to POTUS. Pray for us that we get through to POTUS soon so we can prevent and get rid of the right side of globalist control freak serfdom system.